From Jericho to Jerusalem and Jonah to John, Daily Bread with Pastor Bradley Booth gives you spiritual insights that make the Bible come alive.
In today's episode, Pastor Bradley Booth discusses symptoms of depression and loneliness, then provides some healthy insights for alleviating these feelings. Stay tuned.
No more loneliness or depression. Do you ever suffer from feelings of loneliness, unusual sadness, depression that lasts for more than a day? Most people do at some time in their life, and it can have a crippling effect. Research shows us that 1 in 10 will suffer some form of clinical depression at some time in their life. Depression can cause changes in appetite and sleeping patterns. It can cause anger, irritability, anxiety, and crying spells. Many people who suffer from depression are not able to concentrate. They have a loss of energy and feelings of worthlessness and guilt. Some even have feelings of death and suicide. All these symptoms can make it hard to live a normal life. But there are ways to cope with depression. Number one, be sure to stay connected to your friends. Do things together and share your feelings with them. Number two, exercise on a regular basis for at least 30 minutes a day. Number three, do things that make you feel good about yourself, like getting enough sleep, listening to relaxing music, and spending time in the sunshine every day. Number four, eat a healthy diet rich in all the right nutrients, including vitamin B. Minimize the sugar and avoid caffeine, alcohol, and foods with lots of trans fats. Number five, challenge yourself to think only positive thoughts. And number six, get professional help. God has given us each new day to make the best of our circumstances in this world. More importantly, Jesus died that he might redeem us and give us an eternal home in heaven. He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And he keeps his promises. Hebrews 13:5. Heaven will be a reality in the very near future. When we walk the streets of gold, all the feelings of loneliness and despair in this life will be gone forever. No more sadness, no more depression, no more anger or tears. Jesus will be there to greet us personally at the eternal gates of glory. What a day that will be. I can hardly wait. And that's another good reason to go to heaven.
The episode you just heard is brought to you by One Voice Ministries.